Welcome back to the off-season of This Offensive Line. My name's Sponge, and this is a solo podcast this week because, well, it's late, and the wife is tired. She's had a busy day. So, the plan was to go through free agency, discuss what free agency is, basically everything about that, and go into franchise tags, restricted free agents, unrestricted free agents, who are the top free agents. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to cover that in a YouTube video, so that'll be up next week. And we just wanted to really cover some news that's going on in the NFL on the off season. So there's been some news that's come out this week. Let's get into that now. Jimmy Garoppolo has been suspended for 2 games for performance enhancing drugs, which is very concerning since he had his worst year as a starter statistically. He started 7 games before being benched / injured with a 7-9 touchdown interception ratio. Had a quarterback rating of 77.7, which is the lowest that he's had. And yeah, imagine having your worst season and again hit with a PED suspension. It's not a great look. So he'll be suspended for the first 2 games of the season when it comes back, which allows the Raiders the opportunity to cut him without being on the hook for his $11.25 million roster bonus, because the suspension nullifies that option. Now, there has also been some news about Jimmy Garoppolo's off-field decisions being an issue in San Francisco and in Vegas, with Josh McDaniels hoping that he had grown up from his time in New England by being in San Fran, but it's not the case. Apparently, Kyle Shanahan was super annoyed with him all the time because he was just never able to get a hold of him. And he was always, his timekeeping wasn't great. So I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo will be in the NFL next season at all. I don't know who would, maybe the Falcons take a flyer, but I mean, from the season that you've had, who wants that? So yeah, it's a very interesting one there to keep an eye on. Free agency is just around the corner, as I was saying, but there are free agents out there that can sign with teams at this moment. And the Kansas City Chiefs have signed punter Matt Araiza, who was drafted by the Bills in 2022 and was cut just before the start of the season for an accusation of participating in a gang rape of a minor during an off-campus party. Now, in December 2022, the prosecutors confirmed that neither Araiza or any of the former teammates who were accused would be charged. And last year, he actually dropped the lawsuit against the alleged victim and agreed to dismiss all his defamation counterfeit against her. He basically said, "I don't want anything to do with it." Obviously, it's come out and said it didn't happen. It seems to be what's come out of this. And he's now back in the NFL, signing with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are looking at Tommy Townsend hitting free agency. So the Super Bowl winning punter Tommy Townsend could be on the free agency market, with a number of other players. Now, a player that won't be hitting the market is Michael Badgley, who has re-signed with the Lions on a 1-year deal. So he is known as the Money Badger, and he has got another paycheck. Now, he appeared in 4 games because he was mostly on the practice squad, but then the rookie that the Lions had missed two extra points in three games. The Lions made the switch. And then he went perfect on the postseason run. So he was 3-for-3 on field goals and 11-for-11 on point after attempts. So the Lions keep their kicker in check. And that is some of the news on signings. Now, the competition committee is basically head up of executives and head coaches. And they've announced the new additions. Because Ron Rivera, Frank Reich and Mike Vrabel were all part of the committee, because they don't have jobs in the NFL, they can't be on the committee. So, joining the committee are Sean McVay and Sean McDermott. So basically, the competition committee are the guys that decide on what rules to put forward for approval. So all the teams will go to this committee and say, this is what we're looking to do, and then they'll talk about it, they'll discuss it, and then they'll go, okay, we can pass it on for approval. It's basically the NFL's version of the House of Commons, but probably in a more democratic matter. Now, on player news, Matthew Slater, the New England Patriot, has announced his retirement. Matthew Slater played for 16 seasons all in New England. He was selected to 10 Pro Bowls and won the Super Bowl 3 times. He is hanging it up this off-season. So there's going to be quite the change in New England, as we already knew, with Bill Belichick leaving as well. So, and that is the NFL news. There is some college football news. There's two big pieces of college football news. So the first one is EA dropped the college football trailer with the full reveal coming in May, which will be interesting to see how that goes. The NCAA games that were previously released, very good. They've also said that the college football players can opt in to be in the game. So they'll get that NIL money, and that'll be quite interesting. But the big college football news is the change to the playoffs that are happening. So college football is moving from 4 teams to 12 teams for this season and beyond. Now, there has been quite a bit of teams moving from conferences in college football. There's so many conferences. You've got the Pac-12, which probably wouldn't exist for much longer. You've got the SEC, the ACC. Now, most of the Pac-12 teams left the Pac-12 to go to other areas. Actually, 10 of them left to go to the ACC and the SEC. Now, what that means is the 12-team playoffs, we're going to have a 6-6 set up. So 6 champions of the conferences and 6 selections on the other teams based on who would be best to play them. But they've changed this to a 5-7. So it'll be the 5 best conference winners and then the 7 best selections that will go in to the playoffs. Well, this is actually going to be a really good thing for college football, because you're not having to just go by, right, that they won a conference, so they should be in. Now, the whole Washington thing last season kind of shows where that can be, where they win the conference, but then when it gets time to bowl time, they're not there. Now, Washington did have full seniors that were like, we're not going to play because we're not in the playoffs, we'd rather get into the draft, which is understandable, but this is going to be really exciting for college football. And 12 teams in the playoffs is going to be a lot better than 4. It also means that the college season will be going from when it's normally finishing at then just the start of January, it'll be now finishing around the 20th of January. So it'll basically be finishing at championship weekend in the NFL. So we could well see the college football normal played on a Monday, but it could be on a Saturday for the college football playoff final. So we could have the college football final on the Saturday and the championship games on the Sunday, or championship games on the Sunday, college football final on the Monday. So ideally it'd be the Saturday and then we get the Sunday NFL games. That would be the football weekend before the Super Bowl. That'd be great, but really exciting. So that is the news that's going on. Thanks for listening. Give us a follow, rate, subscribe, share it, tell everyone about it. As I said, I'm going to put a free agency video on YouTube and we'll cover that also next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.